Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Yes, we're in the month of June and rocks are still cracking. We got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here for you on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net, and we are in the sixth month of this year, the sixth month already. This is midterm election year, and we're going to talk about part of the midterm elections coming up. Plus, we're going to talk to you about Andrew McCarthy is zeroing in on this Spygate that we talked about last week and has some interesting questions. And I'm going to share some of those from an article he wrote, because he has really gotten deep into this and can help explain it better and the seriousness of it than anybody I know of. So we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But what are we going to talk about the elections? Well, President Trump went to Nashville last week. Country music home. And we got a little MSNBC clip from Chuck Todd talking about the speech, and then we're going to play some clips from the speech. Before we do all that, let me remind you that the On Again, Off Again summit with Kim Jong-un, with President Trump, seeing if we can denuclearize South and North Korea, the whole Korea Peninsula. There's none in South Korea, but, of course, Kim Jong-un and North Korea have nukes, and can they just be treated away? It seems like it'd be impossible. Nobody thinks it can be done, but Trump says the summit may still be on again, off again. Last week, he had called it off. We mentioned that on the show. Looks like it could be on again at this point. We'll just follow that. It would be a miracle. Go back and listen to the show 3 or 4 weeks ago about North Korea. Now, let me get into this about Andrew McCarthy. And first, take a little listen to this. And then I want to talk to you about some of the things Andrew McCarthy is pointing out about Spygate. Ah, yes, that's the Beatles singing, "Here Comes the Sun." Well, how about a little sunshine on this Spygate? How about that? Well, last week in the National Review, Andrew McCarthy wrote an excellent, excellent article. And I'll try to get a text, you know, on the front page there. I'll put a link to the text. It was titled, "The Obama Administration's Hypocritical Pretext for Spying on the Trump Campaign." And like I said, Andrew McCarthy, for months, has really dug into this and helped us better understand it. And he has a column, and like he said, he's arguing about, you know, Trump has been tougher on the Russians than 8 years of Barack Obama. And those longtime listeners of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics remember when Barack Obama was our president. Throughout those years, I talked about how Vladimir Putin was playing chess and President Obama was playing checkers. I mean, he was playing President Obama, Putin that is, was playing President Obama like a piano, it seemed like. And then when they raided and took over Crimea, and, you know, and what, we threw out sanctions, but why, we didn't do anything. And it just led up to it. And all of a sudden they had it. And the Obama administration were either completely caught off guard or just wanted to pussyfoot around and let Putin do what he wanted to do. But now all this, and again, McCarthy had brought it back. You remember in 2012 when Mitt Romney's really seemed to be gaining, and in that last debate when he brought out, you know, the question was, who's our toughest opponent? And he said Russia. And Barack Obama belittled him. Democrats laughed at Mitt Romney saying such foolishness. And yet that's now it seems like the Democrats go, oh, we can't trust Putin. He's always trying to mess up elections. And one of the things that Andrew McCarthy pointed out, look, you know, all this investigation, and they have indicted some Russians for spending $100,000 on the Facebook ads in the 2016 election. And actually, the ads were going, trying to bring chaos, and they really had some pro-Hillary and pro-Trump ads. It wasn't just all Trump ads. But one of the things they did was, you know, where Andrew McCarthy pointed out, $100,000. Remember, if they wanted a spy to see what connection may be to Trump organization, how about the Hillary Clinton campaign, where the Russians, a Russian gave Bill Clinton $500,000 for about 5 minutes? You know, all the coverage by CNN and fake news everywhere about the $100,000 spent on this, and it made it such a huge thing, $100,000 spent on Facebook ads, and they weren't all, even before the election, some of them were after the election, and they were there to bring this unity. But where is all the talk about $500,000 from Russians to President Clinton? But how about the Clinton Foundation? $100,000 for Facebook ads. How about $145 million to the Clinton Foundation from Russians? Wow. And hypocrisy. And they had no spies to sort of check on Russian collusion in the Clinton campaign. And again, these are things that need to be brought out, and I'm glad they have been. But there's one of the things that Andrew McCarthy is bringing out, and like I said, it has been, this is quote, this is what he wrote, it has been credibly reported at Halper, and this was the guy that they had worked for FBI, said a longtime source for the CIA and British intelligence, was tasked by the FBI and the Trump-Russia investigation to make contact with and get information from at least three Trump campaign officials. He even sought a role in a campaign from co-chairman Sam Clovis. Page, on the other hand, was the target of four FISA court surveillance warrants, which enabled the Justice Department and FBI to monitor him for a year, starting at the height of the 2016 campaign. Now, this is where Andrew McCarthy is very, very good. And I don't want to get drugged down and trying to read through this whole article. But this is the point that the mainstream media is not making. And it's very, very important. And this is what Andrew McCarthy wrote. Quote, to obtain such a warrant under a FISA, the FBI and Justice Department must convince a judge that there is a probable cause to believe the target is an agent of a foreign power, in Page's case of Russia. As we've previously outlined, and that's what he's talked about it before, because Page is an American citizen, the Obama administration had to have told the court that he was either A, knowingly engaged in clandestine intelligence gathering activities for or on behalf of Russia, which activities involved or may have involved federal crimes, or B, knowingly engaged in any other clandestine intelligence activities for or on behalf of Russia that were undertaken pursuant to the direction of an intelligence service or network of Russia, and that involved or were about to involve federal crimes, unquote. Did the FISA court they granted these requests, but was that legal the way they spied on Carter Page? And when he'd already worked with the FBI before, when they had talked with him in 2013, he helped put away Russian spies. And it's just an unbelievable way to go in there. But McCarthy went on and said, assuming the Obama administration told the FISA court that Page was a clandestine agent of Russia, he said he'd make two observations. First, the only publicly known allegations that Page was engaged in such clandestine activities come from the Steele dossier and appear to be unverified. And that's what we've heard on Hannity shows and others. Here, using unverified information to spy on an American. That's not legal. And second, he brought out, McCarthy said, second, Page has never been charged with a crime, which would be odd if the FBI had been able to verify its FISA application claims. Posited four times over a year of surveillance that he was engaged in activities that appeared to be federal crimes. And he said, we have not been permitted to see the applications. And he said, I'm assuming here that the Justice Department would not seek a FISA warrant and the court would not grant one unless the application addressed FISA's requirements for showing an American to be an agent of a foreign power. And basically, he said, sum it up, we know why it is claimed that Halper was a spy. We still do not know why it's claimed that Page was a spy. And that's where splitting these terms, what's a spy and what's an informant. And he just pointed out, we know Halper was a spy trying to get information. But, you know, where does Carter Page, where's it ever proven he's a spy? And he went on and talked about, you know, it's a norm in our political system that you don't spy on opposing with all the intelligence power and people working on behalf of the federal government. You don't go in and spy on opposing political parties, and especially since Watergate in the modern era. That is a no-no. And yet, the Obama administration dug its heels in, and for whatever reason, they have just jumped in an amazing way to spy on the Trump campaign. Like I said, why didn't they? Why didn't they go to the top leader and say, we want you to be aware, we're watching Carter Page? Why didn't they? Why didn't they put somebody in the Clinton campaign to check on all the ties of Clinton to the Russians, from the Clinton Foundation to President Clinton? All these things Andrew McCarthy brought out, along with other things, that just really boggles the mind and needs answers. And I thank Andrew McCarthy for putting all that out. And I just wanted to brief you on a good article. I want you to go read it, and we'll get a link for you to it. And I just have to tell you, we're going to keep watching this for you and see how things are going. But now let me remind you, you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, right here on webtalkradio.net. In just a minute, we're going to play some clips from President Trump's Nashville campaign event up in Nashville, Tennessee. And we got some clip from MSNBC and Chuck Todd and what he thought about the speech. So you don't want to miss that on the second half of the show. But let me remind you, you can go to Doc Holliday's website. It's www.docholliday.org. Go there and you can check out our books. So there's a new book about Israel, and I got a chapter in that book, and you can get caught up on the what's happening in Israel now, the importance of Israel to America. So check out that book. You can order it right there on docholliday.org on the website. We also want you to be aware that there's another book out there that I really like. It's called Bedrock Truths, wrote that with Dr. Alveda King and Dr. Alex McFarland. So check out both of those books. If you haven't got one, be sure to order one. We'd be glad to get one out to you. Now, President Trump, he was in Nashville last week. And I listened to the whole speech, and it was Trump. It was Trump through and through. And he was there to help making people aware in Tennessee about Marsha Blackburn. She is running for Bob Corker's seat, and she's in a supposedly a tight race, and it is. There's a governor there, Phil Bredesen, who was a Democrat, I think, for 8 years there, governor of Tennessee. And he really is, he's had two state, or I think he was elected on ballot three times in the state of Tennessee. He's got good name recognition. And really, there's a battle there, which you'd think the Republicans should win that seat, but it is going to be a battle. So he's there helping Marsha Blackburn. And if you don't know her, she's been a congresswoman for many years from Tennessee. And I think she's done an outstanding job, very conservative. And he was helping rally people to get out and support Marsha Blackburn. But he didn't really make everybody happy. Let's listen to what Chuck Todd on MSNBC had to say. Let me play this clip for you right here.
Welcome back. Tonight, I'm obsessed with the relentless pursuit of the truth. If you were watching President Trump's speech in Nashville last night, it was not easy to find.
There has never been an administration that has done what we've done in the first year and a half.
Actually, he ranks behind other presidents in passing bills into law.
Wages, for the first time in many, many years, are finally going up.
Nope, wages also went up during the final years of the Obama presidency, too.
We've passed the largest tax cuts and reform in American history.
Not true, by either inflation-adjusted dollars or as a percentage of GDP.
African Americans vote for Democrats for the most part. You know, vast majority. They've been doing it for over 100 years.
Please see Voting Rights Act of 1965, 53 years ago.
In the end, Mexico's going to pay for the wall.
Not according to the president of Mexico.
Still, if you searched hard enough, you could mine a few real facts. We found a couple of them.
This is the state of country music. It's the state of Davy Crockett. I went to Maine. I love Maine. We won two world wars. And we put a man on the face of the moon.
All right, though, honestly, did we really put a man on the moon? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. More and more people are saying it's not true. I'm not saying it's not true. But that's what many people are saying. Believe me.
Well, Chuck Todd just had a rip away at Donald Trump. Always going to. And does Donald Trump get over the top sometime? Yes, he does. Does it make Trump fans upset? No, it doesn't. Because the media is so negative against Trump. When Trump slips up sometime, and Chuck Todd pointed out some things I want to say. He's talking about largest tax cut in the nation's history. And Chuck Todd said not inflation dollars and not, anyway, he cut Trump down on that. But Trump didn't say inflation dollars. He said it's the biggest ever. And when you go where our economy is now, it's the biggest ever. But Chuck Todd wanted to put it on his terms. And Chuck Todd, again, talking about the time that the majority of blacks in America have been voting for Democrats. And Trump said for 100 years, Trump was wrong on that. I agree with Chuck Todd. It's been since the Voting Rights Act of in the 1960s. And so it's been about 53 years, 1965. Before that, most blacks in America voted Republican, the Republican ticket. And a majority did. And Franklin Roosevelt helped start bringing blacks toward the Democratic side as he could. And then and John F. Kennedy really helped kick that in. And, of course, the Voting Rights Act, that's what, since then, African Americans have been voting over 90% in most elections for Democrats. But that's where Chuck Todd wants to rip the president. The president had that one line he may needed to check on, but the other things that Chuck Todd ripped the president on, Chuck wanted to look on it with his glasses. he wanted to knock Trump and say, oh, that's not true, this is not true, but it's But he set the parameters, just like I said, with the inflation adjusted. He used that term. Well, not in inflation adjusted terms, but biggest tax cut ever. So Trump's going to be Trump. He's going to push the bounds. And I think Republicans are starting to appreciate the fact that Trump does not let the press get away with fake news all the time. So he puts out things to stretch his resume, so to speak. But it goes back to the book Newt Gingrich wrote, you got to know Trump. And Trump, you got to understand Trump. He's going to push things to the edge a lot of times, but he's going to get things done. And just like we're seeing with the North Korea, he pushed and pushed, but things look like they may get done. And that's Trump. And now, I told you we're going to talk some about the midterm election. And Marsha Blackburn was there in Nashville, and that's when Donald Trump's there. But let's listen to some of his speech that Chuck Todd said that there wasn't much here was true other than that Tennessee was country music and Tennessee is home of David Crockett. But there was a lot more true. But let's listen to President Trump himself last week in Nashville. A little clip.
Prosperity is booming, optimism is surging, and America is winning. We're winning. We truly are making America great again. Look at all those hats. But most importantly, our country is respected again all over the world. We're not making apologies. We're not making excuses. We're respected again as a country. No more apologies. But to keep this momentum going, to continue this incredible progress, to keep on winning, you have to vote Republican in November. You see what's happening with the Democrats. So Marsh's very liberal Democrat opponent, Phil Bredesen. I never heard of this guy. Who is he? Who is he? He's an absolute, total tool of Chuck Schumer. He's a tool of Chuck Schumer and, of course, the MS-13 lover, Nancy Pelosi. She loves MS-13. Can you imagine? Remember? I said they're animals, and she said, how dare you say that? How dare you say that? Have you seen what they've done? Have you seen what they're doing to us? And we're taking them out of our country by the thousands. Out by the thousands. So Philbert was recruited by Schumer to run for the Senate. He had to get Pelosi's approval. Can you believe this? And if Bredesen were ever to get elected, he'd do whatever Chuck and Nancy, remember the term? Chuck and Nancy. They don't want the wall. They want open borders. They're more interested in taking care of criminals than they are in taking care of you. Bredesen donated a lot of money to the campaigns of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Crooked Hillary. So how do you like the fact They had people infiltrating our campaign. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? People infiltrating our campaign. Is there anybody in this big, beautiful arena right now that's infiltrating our campaign? Would you please raise your hand? That would take courage, huh?
Well, nobody raised a hand saying they were infiltrating Donald Trump's campaign, but I do have to tell you that he still rallies a crowd. He's a unique phenomenon in presidential history. There's never been a president like Donald Trump, and I dare say there will never be another one like him. How far can he go? Can he keep the Democrats from winning the House and Senate? A House or Senate. Either one will pretty much put a spike in what President Trump wants to do, because it will be almost impossible for the kind of legislation he wants to get through both houses of Congress if the Democrats have either one of them. So I believe he begins to realize this, and that's why he had some harsh things to say about the Democrats. And if he wants the House and Senate to stay in Republican hands, the economy has to be on an upswing, continue that upswing, and there needs to be some heavy campaigning on across the country, and especially in the districts that become very important. The primaries are starting to play out. They're beginning. They've had some. They'll have some more. But once it's set, and even now, I don't know if you noticed the there was an article about Scott down in Florida. Governor Scott is running against a long-term incumbent Democrat. He's not running mean ads. He's just pointing out how long Senator Nelson has been in D.C., starting his political career in the 1970s. And he had somebody in the ad saying, hey, that was before I was even born when he started. So there, putting into the minds of Florida voters that Senator Nelson's been there a long, long time. And they're not even saying negative things. They're just saying he's been there for a long, long time. I think some very smart campaigning coming out of Governor Scott. So we're seeing the beginnings of shaping what is coming up. And the Democrats are so stuck on impeachment, and the leaders, Nancy Pelosi and others, said, oh, no, we got to get away from impeachment. But there's so many far-left Democrats that can't stand Trump that they talk about impeachment, and it really does play into hopefully energizing the Republican base to get out. Those who really like Trump and turned out in record numbers in the state of Florida, Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, these states that nobody thought Trump was really going to win, the record numbers of Trump supporters pouring out, especially in the rural areas, will they come out in the midterm election? I think if Donald Trump can make the pivot of saying this is about us together, and we must, to keep the Trump train rolling, everyone who wants Trump to roll that train has got to get out and vote. And he's got to start appealing. If he'll do that and make more campaign rallies, he's going to have to do it. He worked hard the last few weeks, but especially the last 2 or 3 weeks of his presidential campaign, night and day. Now, he's got to be president now, so he can't do night and day campaigning for other Republicans. But he has to get out there a lot. And the midterm election, it has to be put on the line. This may be the most important election ever, especially if you want Donald Trump to get his agenda through. He has to help the Republicans maintain the House and the Senate. And it's very possible, but it's also possible the Democrats could sweep in, and especially the House looks very, very, very vulnerable right now, because so many incumbent Republicans have decided not to run for re-election for various reasons. I think that's a good thing. But people, especially in the Republican Party and conservatives, talk about term limits. Well, a lot of people are pulling out of the office, letting fresh blood get in there. The thing is, when the Republican seat, where the incumbent's not in there, the Republicans must work hard and the people must work hard to make sure a Republican maintains that seat. And we'll just have to see. And that's why you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics as we are starting to get going, not into the deep end, but we're getting into the waters now of these primaries, and then we'll get further and further more and talk about more of these elections and how important they are in the various places coming up. So keep listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and go back and read that article about Andrew McCarthy last week. I'll post it here. And also listen to that whole speech by Donald Trump. Listen, God bless you. Thank you for listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We will see you next week as the summer starts getting really, really hot in the land of politics.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.